Stay tuned for The Lynn Show. Today, I'm airing an interview with actor, singer, dancer, screenwriter, Catherine Parks. Audiences in Sarasota and Venice, Florida, have often seen the triple threat and stunningly beautiful Catherine Parks on stage. Now they have an opportunity to see her on the screen in a screenplay which she wrote, starred in, and produced. Catherine did this in her hometown of Sarasota with the help of, as you'll hear her say, many, many, many people, cast, crew, friends, donors, everyone in Sarasota, it seems, participated in the production of Catherine's screenplay, 50 Words. And we are all delighted that it will be appearing at the Sarasota Film Festival. In this interview, you will hear Catherine talk about how this screenplay happened. It's a wonderful story. Hang on. Here come the show.
Hearing from an inner voice, finding choice where there's no choice, with gentle prodding from the voice. Oh, you really can.
Welcome to The Lynn Show. The Lynn Show is about being the person you really are, not the person somebody told you you had to be or even told you you were, not even the person you may currently think you are, but the person you really are. It's ironic to think that we could be believing that we are someone other than we really are, but unfortunately, this happens to too many of us. Something about us in childhood brings a consequence which is intolerable. We are teased, punished, or criticized. Some are even bullied or traumatized. And children first pretend they are not this thing, whatever it is. And if the pretense gets really good, they come into adulthood forgetting that they ever had those qualities. Well, The Lynn Show is about saying that if this happened to you, it's not too late to recover some of what you may have left behind. And if you want to talk to me about that, come to my website, thelynnshow.com. That's thelynnshow. I interview people who make their living or their life with an art. Because when you listen to them, you can hear what it sounds like to be who you really are. And the interviewee today, Catherine Parks, is a wonderful example of a young woman who truly knows who she is and has the courage to put herself out there so that she can do the things she wants to do, means to do, hopes to do. And in this case, that would be her independent film, 50 Words. In this interview, she will talk about how that happened. It's very exciting. Here now is Catherine Parks talking about her extraordinary experience with writing, starring in, and producing her very own independent film. Okay, Catherine, let's talk about the movie.
Yes, let's.
You said the other day, the light bulb moment when you knew what you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that a little bit, how it happened?
Yeah, well, there's a whole bunch of events that came together in one moment for mm-hmm. me. So starting off with the fact that my background is in theater, but I have done some film work. And one of my first dreams in life was to do acting on camera. So that's always been implanted within me. And being in Sarasota, I would often go to the Sarasota Film Festival and watch the Florida shorts. So those are all the locally produced films. And I would watch them. And maybe it was 2 years ago, I saw a film and I thought I could do that. As bombastic as that sounds, I was like, I could pull that together, and if I really want to star in a film with a character that is right for me, I'm going to have to write it myself, I'm going to have to produce it, and I'm just going to have to do it. So that was the setting. I'd been working a lot with Mark Palmer, who's a video production guru in town, and I felt confident that if I had a good idea and I brought it to him, he might join me in this endeavor. And then I was talking to my friend Jolie Rand, who's now Jolie Cannon, and she was getting married, and she asked me if I would share their love story at their wedding. I ended up getting together with her and her fiance, James, and we spoke for what must have been an hour about their love story. So I got all, you know, the details of how they met and how they fell in love. And it just got my mind going about love. And they met online. And later that day, when I was looking through all my notes, I was thinking, if I weren't happily married, how could I meet a man? What would I do that was creative and different? And I thought, well, maybe the next show I'm in, I could write my bio as a personal ad seeking my perfect match from the audience. And I kind of giggled because I was like, oh, that's just ridiculous. But then I was like, wait a second, this could actually be the idea for my screenplay. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, I sat down and it kind of turned into something.
So did you write the whole thing start to finish?
Yes, more or less. I actually had to learn how to write a screenplay. Doing theater my whole life, I have a sense for the beginning, middle, and an end and how to create a story. But I basically sat down and started writing it, though, kind of without knowing what I was doing and thinking I would figure it out as I go. So I did, and I actually collaborated with my mother about plot points. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I'm starting it here, we're going to do this, but then what happens? So she and I would just bounce ideas off of each other, and things started to stick here and there. I took a masterclass.com that you can take from Aaron Sorkin about writing screenplays, which was helpful. Yeah, it just sort of grew out of all of that.
So how long did it take to write?
I think I did it within a few months. The script was like 30 pages or so. So it wasn't like a feature-length film. Mm-hmm. When I get a, I don't even know the expression, a bug in my ear? When I get a bee in my bone? No. When I get, whatever that expression
right,
is,
right.
I just do it. I just focus all my attentions on that. And this is something I really wanted to do. So I just did it.
The getting of the idea, the writing of the script, that's obviously essential mm-hmm. and time-consuming and thought-provoking and all that stuff. But once you have that, you still don't have a film.
Correct. So this is where I key back into working with Mark Palmer. We did a lot of work together at Michael Saunders and Company, where I do video production. Mm-hmm. And I presented him with the screenplay, and he liked it. Mm-hmm. So he's like, yeah, let's do it.
Well,
famous last words.
But that's amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, there are people wandering around in the universe with screenplays.
I know.
They can't find anybody to want to do. That is an amazing thing. Okay, good.
Yes.
So, yes, I know. Again, it's only then, okay, fine, then what?
Right.
Right?
But even so, I definitely could not have done it without Mark and his spirit of adventure with this and willingness to try something kind of quirky and original with me. So I'm very grateful to him on that account. One thing I realized was apparently making movies is just about writing emails. So then the emails began, you know, where you're starting to line up people that you want to have involved. I've done so much work in Sarasota with local actors that when I wrote the screenplay, I definitely had people in mind for those parts. Mm-hmm. And remarkably, they were pretty much all available.
And they all said yes.
And they all said yes, which was so wonderful. And it was a matter of scheduling it when everyone was available. And somehow, even though a lot of my actors, like Charles Logan, he's often traveling to be in shows. He actually happened to be here at that time. And a number of other people, they were all here and willing to do it. So we scheduled shooting over the course of, I think it was 13 days, many weekends and evenings. And we did it all within about a 3-month period.
Wow.
Yes, it was a very intense.
No kidding.
3 months. I mean, every weekend was this crazy, you know, high.
Yeah, right.
Filmed it all in Sarasota. We filmed it at the Players Center. We filmed it at Florida Studio Theater and their Bound Lab. Mm-hmm. We filmed it at the Clever Cup Coffee Shop in Gulfgate and at the Starlight Room. All of the establishments were so lovely to work with and so giving, especially the Players Theater, where I've done a number of shows. Jeffrey and Michelle were so wonderful, and they were able to figure out sort of 4 half days or so where I could go in there and film things when they have full productions and mm-hmm. such. So we did a lot of stuff there at night, like after shows. It takes place at the premiere of a new musical as this show is being mounted, and a lot of the action takes place backstage, on stage, you know, in that sort of environment. So
you needed a theater.
We needed a theater, correct. Yeah.
Shout out to the Players. Very nice.
Exactly.
Nice. Okay,
exactly.
Good.
Once the film was completed earlier this year, we started submitting it to film festivals. And I have to tell you, my number one goal in the whole world in doing this was really just to get into the Sarasota Film mm-hmm. Festival, because it's where I got my inspiration to do all of this, and because everyone involved in the film is local. So I knew if it could go there, then everyone could see it and share in it. And I'm so thrilled to announce that it has been accepted, and it will be playing at the film festival April 15th at 3 o'clock, and then April 21st at 11, and it'll be part of the Florida Shorts features.
Okay. This has so clearly been a labor of love and a huge undertaking, huge, and a huge risk.
Mm-hmm.
You really were putting yourself out there in every conceivable way. This is your idea. This is your writing. This is your performance. This is your, I mean, this is Catherine all over the place, right? And
yes.
It's so brave. And I understand that once you get the bit between your teeth, another one of those, right, you know, that you are marching forward without thinking about it too much. You know, it's just one foot in front of the other. But did you spend much time thinking about dealing with the risk that it is, emotionally, psychologically, financially, physically?
Mm-hmm. Great question. I would say going into it, no. I felt I wanted to do this thing, and I felt confident that if I had some really strong people around me, creatives and just friends and family and, you know, everyone that I worked with, that what we would pull together would not suck. I hoped. And I think, you know, after the fact, and granted, going through all this and the filming and everything, and by the way, I was also working full time as we did all of this and still am, that I was definitely in many ways exhausted, and I was also in many ways surprised at how easy it was to get people to believe in it and join me. You know, you think that a lot of times you hear about all these walls going up in front of people, and I would say this was a very charmed first experience because so many people said yes, you know, all over. So I have such an overwhelming feeling of being grateful to everyone involved. And then, you know, after the fact, now I do have a small feeling of like exposure a little bit. You know, part of it too is when I wrote the script, I wrote it from my character's perspective. So yeah, I'm in 97% of all of this, you know, and in retrospect, I'm like, well, I didn't need to do, like, I could have not made myself so front and center. It wasn't that I wanted to do that. It was just sort of the way that the character came to life.
Yeah, it works.
Thanks.
It works for the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I know. I hear what you're saying, but it's hard to imagine you not being everywhere.
Right, because it's all from her point of view.
Yeah, that's right.
So, but ultimately, now, too, I'm like, wow, this is really my baby, but there was also so many people involved in it that I'm doing my best to, you know, share them as well.
Yeah.
I guess.
I'm not going to ask you to name names because I think you probably couldn't name everybody now and that would be too hard. But it is a Sarasota project.
Yes.
I mean, there's no question about it. When people come to see it, they will see not only you, who they have almost certainly seen, but everybody that they see, they will recognize. And that's
pretty
so
much.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It's so wonderful. You feel so close to it, you know, when you know the people that you see on the screen. And that's a very rare experience for people. So that's a good reason to come out and see it, because it's not only a great movie, it's not only a support for Catherine, but you're supporting the entire Sarasota arts community.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will just give a little brief something about the people, I suppose. So Jamie Lee Buttram was hugely helpful to me. She's a local theatrical Jill of all trades. She was a co-producer on this. It was great having her around for everything. And then, yeah, there was so many actors. We had like 25 featured parts. We had over 70 extras.
I was an extra.
You were an extra. Also, I need to talk about the music in a second. And then we also had probably 25 crew members here and there. And we had probably 15 to 20 people who supported us via our GoFundMe campaign, which was wonderful. We also did the film for a very small budget. We raised about $3,500 in the GoFundMe, and then we had about another $4,000 put in. And so, you know, basically we did the film for under $8,000. So,
my God.
Yeah, another reason why everyone's help and the fact that people were so gracious with their time and
extraordinary budget.
Yes, right? Yeah, right? I can't believe we were able to do it. But if someone had given me more money, I don't even know what I would have done with it, other than maybe made a better movie. But alas,
well,
we had our budgetary constraints and we had to work within those.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Thanks.
It's really wonderful.
Thanks.
And when things happen the way they happen for you, they were just supposed to. You know?
Yeah.
Right. It was, that was...
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I do want to talk about the music briefly.
Oh, by all means.
Okay. So the setting for 50 Words is at the premiere of a new musical. It's in a very theatrical world. So music was very important to me. And I really lucked out on that account in three different ways. So let's start by saying that my parents are musicians. My father's a composer. My mother is a lyricist. And they have written a number of musicals. So I needed a few songs that we had to present as part of the show within the film. And I literally, you know, hey, mom, I need a duet. Hey, mom, I need a song here about love. And she was like, let me get off my list of songs for you. So I mean, that was remarkable. And she even rewrote some lyrics for me in the film. And because it was an existing song that they had written, and so she rewrote some lyrics to suit. Mm-hmm. The name of the musical within the film is called Words Won't Do. Mm-hmm. So we had a little song in there called Words Won't Do. And then I said to my mom, because I knew I wanted to do a sequence where the character of Lily, who I played, goes out on a bunch of dates, and I wanted it set to music. And I felt, well, this is all Lily's fantasy, so I want her performing said music. And I said, hey, Mom, do we know anyone who's written a song about dating and, you know, being single? And she was like, as a matter of fact, Lynn Bernfield has a song called Sweet Single Life. And I was like, of course she does. So I contacted you, Lynn, yes, and I asked if you could play it for me and if you would be willing to share it with the film if it worked out. And I listened to it, and right away I was like, that's it. That's the song. It's so perfect. It's exactly what I wanted. And you very graciously have allowed us to use it in the film. Yeah. And I re-recorded it with my own voice.
And your own take.
And my own take,
it's
yeah.
It's wonderful. It's so wonderful. It's so perfect.
Yes, and thank you.
Oh, thank you.
yeah, and then the third part to the music that I was very excited about was Bobby Brader, who yeah. is a wonderful musician, and he used to live in Sarasota. He was a music director for many shows, and he's young, too. And he moved out to the West Coast to pursue his passion to compose film scores. And so I thought, well, maybe I should contact this guy, you know, and he was all about it and loved working on a project where he knew everyone in the film, even though now he's not local to Sarasota, but he knew everyone, he knew all the places, and the music he wrote is so perfect.
Yeah.
He's very talented, and I'm so lucky that we got him.
He is, and you know, he musical directed my first show.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, right.
He'd even played Sweet Single Life before.
That's right.
So it was just right. sort of like everything came right, together right, right, right. so beautifully.
Okay, so I guess what I'm going to ask is just take a moment. All the stuff that we've talked about, I imagine you have thought about. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about anything that's revelatory. I wonder if that's a word.
It is, I think.
Good. Oh, very good. So just take a moment and ask yourself, are you left with feelings, I really want to do this again, I'm sorry I did it, or anything that you didn't anticipate to experience or to feel?
I went into this full speed ahead, and I don't know that I had very many expectations, except that I just wanted to get it in the Sarasota Film Festival. And so the fact that we've gotten here kind of blows my mind. And I feel very content in that regard. Do I want to do this again? Absolutely. Absolutely. I really enjoyed producing more than I expected. And I would be content producing a film that I wasn't starring in, believe it or not. However, that probably won't happen right away because I'll keep writing parts for myself if I'm the one typing up the script. But, you know, that producing was a very gratifying experience. I really enjoyed connecting people and places for a common purpose. And like I said, I certainly want to do this again, and I'm just sort of waiting for the next light bulb, strike of lightning, you know, to hit.
So what I hear, I think this is what you said, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, is that in addition to all the things you thought you might get from this, mm-hmm. you got some stuff that you didn't expect.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I also am still very touched by the community and how helpful everyone was. And I'll always feel, you know, so grateful to everyone who touched this. It's not that I wasn't expecting that, but I didn't really know what that would feel like. And it's just wonderful. It's just this ray of light within the whole project. So
this is a perfect place to stop. Thank you so much, Catherine.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Catherine makes a point which I think is often overlooked, that when you take a risk, when you advocate for yourself, unexpected benefits can accrue. Things that you could not possibly have anticipated, especially when you do something you haven't done before. So Catherine never made a movie before. She never asked all of these people to help her before. So she could have had no way of knowing how that would feel and what benefits would come to her from simply doing this thing that so clearly mattered to her. This film is a clear demonstration of so many of the things that Catherine is. Not all the things that Catherine is, because I am confident that we will see more and more things that Catherine is and can do. As always, it is my hope that you got something from this show that you can use. Something that will bring you down to see 50 words at the Sarasota Film Festival. Something that inspired you. Something that will bring you back, because I will be back next week, same time, same station. And as always, I sure hope you will be too.
You see, I'm getting older. My hair is turning gray. Oh, you see my face and figure. I've both seen better days. Well, I won't be retiring. I won't slip out of sight. No, I will not go gentle into that good night. I won't go with a whimper. I am going with a bang. Life's a song I keep on singing. Not a tune that I once sang. I just keep returning like some goddamn boomerang. No, I won't go with a whimper. I am going with a bang. You see that I have had my shot. My time has come and gone. Please get off the stage, let someone else get on. Well, I won't be relegated or leave without a fight. No, I will not go gentle into that good night. I won't go with a whimper. I am going with a bang. Life's a bell I keep on ringing, not a chime that I once rang. You may think it's unseemly. Well, I don't give a dang. No, I won't go with a whimper. I am going with a bang. Rising from the ashes, I get. I may be running out of time, but it ain't over yet. 'Cause me and Sister Phoenix, we won't give up the flight. No, no, we will not go gentle into that good night. And I won't go with a whimper. On singing, not a tune that I once sang. I may not be as juicy, hell, but I still got some tang. So